Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 215. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony. Okay. And Jeff is here as well.
I second that.
Fozzie is not with us. It is a PAX Prime weekend, and he is out doing some pre-gaming.
Fozzie is drunk. Jeff is also drunk, but Jeff is on the podcast.
Jeff is here. Jeff also doesn't have, like, 60,000 nerd
people around
gamers
him.
Yeah, running right around Seattle. Like Jeff is in, what, DeKalb, Illinois?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The hotbed of gaming.
Of Jeff, really?
Yeah, it's the hotbed of Jeff, yes.
What is DeKalb famous for? Jeff. That's pretty much it.
I don't know anything else about DeKalb.
Well, no, they invented... You guys don't know what was invented here, huh?
No.
Cindy Crawford was invented here.
I didn't realize she was a product. But...
Right?
She is. Barbed wire. Modern barbed wire. Like
razor wire?
Yeah.
Not like the Pamela Anderson movie.
I want to say it's like... Dude, this is like barbed wire that was invented in like late 1800s, so just barbed wire.
Like
is it named after someone named Barb?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
I think isn't it named after someone? No, it's Haitian.
I have no idea, but I like things like the toilet invented by Sir Thomas Crapper. That kind of stuff is fun.
That's right. I forgot about that. I don't know. I'll get back to you on it. I can tell you this. There's two people back in the 1800s who claimed to have invented it, like, in this town. And, like, there was, like, a big feud between them on that and shit. One of them is named Haish. I don't think the other one's named Barb. But either way, it'd be cool if it was, though.
So Barbed Wire and Cindy Crawford. Oh.
And Dan Castellaneta went to school here.
So Barbed Wire and Cindy Crawford.
Voice of Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I didn't know that right until you just said it.
Now you're just making them up. You right could be saying it.
So Evan, Tony does not have Madden.
I don't. I played more Madden since last time. I went through my full 6-hour free trial on EA Access. Which, by the way, my 1-year-old woke up one morning, came out into the living room, and turned on my Xbox One and started Madden.
Oh.
he used up some of my free trial.
Is it like a limited number of hours or?
Yeah, so you get you get 6 hours of that free preview, and once it's over, you have to buy the game or you can't play it anymore.
Give your son a high five just for me. I think that's hilarious.
That's pretty much all he knows how to do is high five. He can't talk. He turns on my computer and the Xbox, and that's pretty much it. But so anyway, I played more Madden. I was able to play some of the franchise mode. They've added actual practice in now, which is cool.
Instead of like the, here, run 10 plays and you'll get some points.
Well, before it was, well, last year it was, you would get to basically play a game in an empty stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could adjust where you started in the game, but that was it. It was just playing Madden. That's all the practice was. Just playing a game of Madden. So as this year, you actually do, like, running back drills or wide receiver drills, like, focusing on certain skills in order to make those skills better.
Okay.
So like they'll give your running back like a really narrow way to run into the goal line, and you're like, you have to use a certain move to get past the defender in order to get points and that kind of thing, or running a certain play over and over and over again to get points. So it feels more like practice, and less like some shoehorned in thing, pseudo practice thing.
It's like football players practice, so we're gonna call this practice mode.
Right. No, it makes it feel more like you're running a franchise, and you can choose which kind of players to focus on, and whether you want to focus on things that will develop their skills long term or like give them a boost for this week. Okay. So there's kind of like some strategy going on there, and it can like depend on the direction of your franchise and your coach's preferences and what you do and how many points you get, and it adds a lot of levels of actually organizing your franchise and building it the way you want, which is kind of cool.
That does sound cool. So pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited to play more Madden. I probably will end up getting it in the next few days. But I have not gotten it yet.
$53.99
on EA Access, yeah. So not terrible.
No.
Not full price. Slightly less than full price.
Right.
It's like a GameStop discount.
Right.
It's like, any figure, if you had actually gone to GameStop, they would have charged you. Do you have sales tax in D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some plague. If I went to Delaware, I wouldn't have to pay sales tax. But
or New Hampshire.
Right. I'm not driving to, like, I've gone to Delaware to buy.
$6.
I've gone to Delaware to buy, like, big ticket items, like,
right,
TV
like a
or
television.
Something. Yeah.
You're spending $3,000. Maybe I'll drive up so
right.
I can save.
Yes, like I've done that before, but not like I'm gonna go down there. It'll cost me more in gas to like get to Delaware than it would for me to save money on a $60 video game. But
yeah,
and you don't pay the sales tax when you buy it all digitally.
That's true. So. Also, but then again, if you go to GameStop and you pay with trade-ins, you don't get charged.
You don't pay the tax either. Yeah.
So
okay. there's that trade-off. I'm assuming Jeff's been the same way. I haven't played anything except Diablo.
Pretty much Diablo all day, every day. Well, when I can. I'm in Act 2 on one guy, and I'm in Act 1 on another, so.
Well, I finished the game with my Crusader.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I'm level 66 now.
You've already played an entire game of it?
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's not that short either. It's
no, it took me 20 some hours. I just was super lazy over the weekend, and I played about 16 hours.
You just laid around and played Diablo.
I just sat on the chair. Like, my wife had taken the kids out somewhere, and I played for like 4 hours straight, and then they came home and. Like, we did some things around the house, and then they went to bed, and I played for 4 more hours. And then I kind of did the same thing on Sunday. I played, like, 16 hours over 2 days, and I don't normally get to do that, but it was fun. yeah, so I'm almost at the level cap, which is 70. Play a little bit with Don. I think the game's it's just a ton of fun to play. Jeff, you said you're playing Witch Doctor?
Yeah.
So, how's, like, I haven't played the Witch Doctor in any of the previous iterations, so how does he play? He looks like he, like, a range type character.
Kind of. Like, right now I throw flaming skulls, and the modifier on it is that the skulls bounce around on fire.
That's
which
awesome.
Is fucking great. But, like, like, the best thing is, like, you're like, some of your side things are, like, you could summon, like, what I have, the way I'm going right now is I'm, like, rolling 4 deep. I got fucking 3 fucking dogs that I summon that inflict damage when they bite, or poison when they bite people, and a fucking huge-ass gimp that's, like, my RB attack. Like, so, like, I basically have 4 people, like, I could be playing by myself, and I have 4 other things helping me at all times.
And then you can, like, you can also, like, add in the paladin, or the scoundrel, or the Enchantress, and they can be going alongside with you as well. So you'd have like six people helping you out.
He's, you know, like a ranged magic guy, but yeah, he has a really cool fucking, you know, real cool like allies you can have with him. Oh, here we go. But yeah, like, dude, that's all I've been playing. Like, when I get a chance, I've been playing Diablo. And the funny thing is, like I have games with my girlfriend and my buddy, and, like, sometimes, like, when they're not here, I'll play without them. Sometimes when I'm not here, they'll play without me, but, like, try not to get too far ahead to fuck everything up, you know?
Yeah, so what I did notice was, and it just ticked me off a slight bit, I was playing along, and then I jumped into a game with my son, and we stopped somewhere in Act 1. I had already made it to Act 2 at that point, and when I went back to continue my game, it continued me from where I had been playing with my son, even though he was the... Like, I had set it up so he was the primary profile, and I loaded into his game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, like, started me off where we were there. And I'm sure I probably could have gone to, like, the menu and adjusted the missions and all, but it like, just booted me back into Act 1. I was like, I guess I'll just run through this, like, the last two missions to get back to Act 2.
Well, if you set him up as the primary, is that how that should have worked, or no?
Well, he was the primary, though. Like, I had logged back out, logged him in, and so, like, his character was the first one to come up, and then I joined his game. But it set the save at his game, because he, even though, like, I should have had a save file for my character on my profile, it overwrote my old save profile, my old save game, and put me at, like, where his was. It's not a big deal, and at this point now I can access anything, because I beat the game, so it doesn't really matter, but it was just a little bit annoying.
Yeah, had you played Act 5 before?
Yeah, I had played, because that's Reaper of Souls, so I played that when it came out on PC back in March. It's good.
It's an adventure now, though?
Yeah, I've been running through adventure mode. I did a Nephilim Rift, which is basically just a really big dungeon where you kill. And when you. So. The adventure mode is you go in, you select adventure mode, and you can choose from any of the five acts, and it drops you back in. And then the acts have, and this happens during the regular game too, there's like events, but for adventure mode it's like there are specific they're called bounties, and you have to go perform a specific event. So sometimes it'll be like just clear out all the enemies in a dungeon, other times it'll be cleanse the cursed chest, or defeat the Skeleton King, or defeat elite type enemy, like one of the yellow enemies. So you have to go like find them on the map, and you do it. And once you complete five of them, you talk to Tyrael, and he gives you a Herodric cube, which is basically like a goodie bag. When you open that goodie bag up, like, it dumps out a bunch of stuff, like rare items, crafting items, gems, and there's a chance for a legendary item in each of them as well. So getting them is pretty cool. And I've been sending, I don't know if you've been checking your mail.
Yeah,
I've been
sending
you a bunch of shit.
You sent me some, like, rare gems, which I've been... definitely like saving socketed shit for, like, and those things are awesome, dude. It's like plus 34 strength, like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, cause I sent you and Don all my gens that are smaller than, there's a gem called a Marquise, like, it's like Marquise Diamond, Marquise Topaz, whatever, like, that's the cut of it, and there's actually gems above that. But once you hit level 60, that seems to be the gem that just drops, and that's a stronger gem than, like, what I had already had. So I just sent you guys everything. cleaned out. And I have so much gold at this point that it's, like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's like I have 1.4 million gold.
Jesus Christ. I walk around with, like, 200,000 gold. I'm like, I don't need any of this, but...
Right, like... Once you start getting the recipes for, like, crafting, like, you might need gold for some of that. But a lot of that stuff is also, you just need the crafting items, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
This game is, like, you know, I played it last fall, but I'm liking it even more now. It's a fucking great game.
It's so well positioned for the controller. I want Tony to try it, but I'm not sure if he likes these types of games.
Really? You don't like dungeon crawlers?
What? This is a specific type of dungeon crawler, though. It's not like a Divinity, where it's like it's strictly like it's an action. Right. It's an action.
I like to think when I play RPGs.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you think about your character. You build your character. You know. What like, stats you want?
What do you think like, about during the combat?
I think about how awesome the shit I put on me is, and how it's like fucking everything up, and I'm like, oh my god, look at all those lightning bolts across the screen.
That probably would do it for me.
Look at how cool my character looks.
That's what I always got off on these types of games. Like, and
they do such a good job of like making you look awesome with the new stuff you get. It's really cool. Like right now, my Crusader has like red. She has like a red chainmail type thing, and then these huge shoulder pads, and this horned helm, and a two-handed sword, plus this giant shield. Because I have a skill that allows me to wield a two-handed weapon while also carrying a shield at the same time. So,
oh god,
yeah, it's like I'm doing like about 1.5 million damage right now. I was playing with Don and he was like, this is crazy. I was just destroying everything. It's fun. Yeah, but it's not a very strategic game. It's like, it's crowd control and like fast paced action. You have to know how to use your skills. Like, there's definitely a strategy to setting up your skills and utilizing them properly, but it's not like, oh, how do I beat this guy? It's like, just you hit him
until he's dead.
Yes. Yeah,
keep one person away from him in case he die, you know, whatever. Well,
that was what was funny when I played with, when the game first came out and I played with you and your buddy, and like, he kept telling you to tell me to back away from the Skeleton King, and I had already played, like, and I had already beaten the Skeleton King. And he's like, no, tell him back away, like, he's really strong. The Skeleton King's nothing. Like, I've played the game multiple times over. I know what I'm doing.
Chris laughs at your Skeleton King in his face.
So, I was playing on normal, and actually, I think normal is a little too easy.
All right, yeah, that's the thing. Did they adjust like the leveling and stuff in the game? Because
they did that in the version that came out last year. And even the difficulty that was in the PC version. Normal is basically what hard mode is now. And is it extreme or expert was what would you call nightmare mode in the original version. They toned it down a little bit, and I had no problem with beating Diablo or Malthiel in this version of the game. Is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty much, like, steamrolling shit. Like, and the other thing is, like, dude, like, when we beat the game last year, I remember we were, like, level 30 beating the final boss, and now, like, I'm in Act 2.
And you're, like, level 30.
Yeah.
That's what... because when I told you I'd finally beaten Diablo earlier this year on the PC, with one of my characters, I was like level like 34 or something like that. And when I beat Diablo this time around, I was like level 51 or 52.
Yeah, it's, I like it because like here you feel like you're getting rewarded constantly. Yep. Like the way they did it.
But they also, so they implemented with the expansion, they implemented something called Paragon levels, which you get once you hit 70. So the leveling doesn't stop once you hit the cap. You actually gain experience to these Paragon levels, which is the old system of upgrading your character, where it was like you would add a point into strength or into dexterity, or so that unlocks once you hit 70. And those points are, those are account based. So like if you're running like a witch, your witch doctor, and you hit 70 and you want to start a Crusader, the Crusader can also use those Paragon points. So, like, it all kind of interlocks together.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
I lost you for a second, I guess. Sorry.
That's all right.
We weren't listening to you, Jeff, anyway.
Right. Anyway, that's Diablo.
One more thing, though, while you're saying that. I saw something last night about elective mode, which I didn't know you could do. Like, you go into options and turn on elective mode, and, like...
You can use multiple skills, right?
Yeah. You could assign skills way more freely, it looks like, than you can if you play the game.
Yeah,
regular.
It's like you can right now you can only use one skill per category, and it looks like if you dual elect, you could do multiple skills per category.
That seems really interesting because that seems like the way things would traditionally be or whatever. But
yeah, well, I remember playing, and Fozzie will probably tell you this too, when we played Diablo 2, like, we played on, that was only available on PC, and we would have like 15, 16 skills set up. Like, we'd have them hotkeyed to all different buttons on the keyboard, and like, you were doing all sorts of crazy stuff with that. I wish Fozzie was on, because I did start a hardcore character.
Alright, and is that open from the beginning, hardcore? Because I don't see where that is.
You have to do it from when you create the character. There's one of the buttons down the bottom, one of the options, like, you have to toggle it, and then it goes, like, do you really want to do this? Because, you know, if you die, your character's dead.
Okay, so it's not just a changing of difficulty setting, it's this whole different...
No, it's permadeath.
Yeah.
You know, it adds that level of tension, but Fozzie, like, was kind of being, like... He didn't like it because they made some changes to the way it was handled in Diablo 2, where you could just cast a town portal and escape. I think, like, having started it, I think there's actual consequences to you dying, though. Like, before it was like, I'm just going to run away if I'm...
Right, you could die, but you could get out. Like, it doesn't matter if you have that escape hatch.
Yeah, like, now it's like, if you go in and face a boss... Like, you're locked into that boss. You cannot town portal out of a boss.
And if you fucking die, it's game over.
Right.
Like,
so,
for real.
And
God.
I could see where, you know, on one hand, like, that sucks. Like, especially since the old style of it was cast a town portal spell and just hop away. But I think that now there's actual... You have to be prepared when you go up against these bosses. And
if you want to play hardcore...
Right, like, that's kind of, that's really kind of, like, the definition of hardcore, I think.
Yeah, like, I would do it just for fun. I don't think I'd go through a game with somebody and just, like, cry at some point when, like, one of us dies, but...
Right. So, that's Diablo.
It's awesome. Really, really awesome.
I was thinking about, like, getting, like, what was it, a First Light, thought that came out this week, and... Metro also came out, and I'm like, I'm just going to continue to play Diablo until Destiny comes out.
Yeah, that's pretty much, like, I'll be happy to finish Diablo by then, you know, like...
Right. Yeah, I mean, you still have 2-3 more acts to go, so...
Yeah. On two different, like, I'm playing with two different people, it's like, this could last me longer than it needs to, honestly.
And it's one of those games that, like, when we hit another drought, which we will... You can easily jump back into it.
Yeah.
It's still fun. Like, the game is crack. Like, I've already beaten this game on PC, and, like, you beat it on 360 last year.
Yeah.
Like, and it's totally sucked me back in.
Yeah. Like, I've had no problems getting back into it. I'm just like, God, where have you been all my fucking life?
Yeah, like, it's really well done, so. But yeah, speaking of First Light, not hearing good things about it, so I don't know if I'm going to jump into that at any point.
I didn't like another Metro game.
Well, both Metro games are out there, but First Light is the infamous.
Oh, yeah, my bad. The chick or whatever.
Yeah. Which, she was the best part of Second Son, but it kind of sounds like it suffers from the same problems the main game does. Except there's less variety because you only have her powers, so. And the story isn't quite as good, and the characters aren't quite as well done, so. I don't know, maybe get it when one of those PS4 flash sales comes up, and they inevitably offer it for, like, $2.99. Or they give it away for free
for
on
free,
PS Plus.
For free!
Free!
Yeah.
The best price of all!
Yeah, that is one of the things that works about a... PS Plus, like, there's never a lack for free games, so, well, free, quotes.
Free-ish.
Yeah.
Free games that you've paid for. You just didn't get to choose what they were.
So, do we want to jump into some news?
Well, wait, see, I got a new laptop.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did. That's why I was playing XCOM, and, no, other games that I have yet to experience the full P of.
So
this laptop has so many P's that you're going to have to come up with a new letter. Maybe 1080Q.
K.
It's that sexy, huh?
Is it a...
Oh, shit.
So it's a regular HD. You didn't get like a 4K screen, right?
No, I didn't get a full 4K screen. No. It's a regular HD screen with a 4 gigabyte video card. And
that's a nice card.
Yeah. 16 gigs of RAM. Like, I tried to do it so it would, you know, be around for a while.
That's what my PC has, 16 gigs of RAM.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I was so excited when I ran, because, you know, I'm using it to run strategy games, so I installed Europa Universalis 4, which is, you know, nothing graphically. And on my old laptop, the game would take like 6 or 7 minutes to start up. And it started in about 15 seconds.
Really?
I'm like, oh, this is bad, because now I can get into EU4 faster than I can get into Titanfall. It's not good. Not a good sign. We'll never see you again, poor gaming consoles.
Yeah, so that'll come in. Like, would you get a HP or?
Yeah, it's an HP. I went in and custom designed it, so it took forever to get here because they built the damn thing in China. But it has pretty much as many bells and whistles as HP will do, and they do a pretty good laptop. I mean, it's not like I'm still going to use a cooling pad with it because I know it's not going to have like the mega fans that an Alienware would have, but you can pretty much get all the horsepower and like graphic capability of those for a much lower price, assuming you're willing to sacrifice the other things and do all the like the custom tweaking to make it work really well yourself.
Okay.
So if you want to put the work in, it's fine. It's a cheap way of going.
That sounds fun.
It's also the largest laptop. I've never had a 17-inch screen before. This thing is massive. It weighs like 10 pounds.
That's yeah, so I had an Asus that was a 17-inch. They're really big. I found it a little too bulky, like as a transport system.
I had to buy a backpack because that was the only way I could imagine myself actually carrying this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but I mean, if it works for you, that's the good thing. So.
Right. So now I have 3 laptops. So that's too many, but whatever.
So all ready for Civ Beyond Earth, then I guess.
Yeah, Civ Beyond Earth. There were a couple other games coming out: Clockwork Empires,
Galciv 3.
Gal Civ 3, which apparently is much better graphically than the last Civ game, Gal Civ game. So, just trying to get up so I can strategy game for, you know, 5-6 years before I have to get another computer.
There you go.
Start this over again. Would have been nicer to get a desktop, but my living situation doesn't really let me have that.
Yeah, you need some space for a desktop. And
yeah, and it, you know, can't escape small children. It's a small apartment.
Even the desktop that I got, which is the Alienware X51, which is a little bit bigger than like the Xbox One, like you still need spot for it, and it still requires like a full size keyboard and monitor and all that other shit. So,
well, I did get a keyboard though. I'm not really sure why. I guess so I could have a full size keyboard while I'm playing. Like some games, it's nice to have.
Yeah, have an HDMI out on it.
Yeah.
So you could plug that into your TV.
Oh, I could totally
sit back. Yeah.
I'm probably gonna do that too. Use a Steam Big Picture and play that sucker on there.
Big maps.
Big maps, right? The other thing I noticed was that when I was starting to install stuff to the laptop, one of the first things I installed was Steam. And it would let me stream the games that I already had installed to my other laptop to the new one.
That's pretty cool.
Like, why in God's earth would I ever do that?
Yeah, I don't know, but
I might do it the other way around.
Right, because yeah, you want the one that has the better hardware
being to the actually one that's be running the game.
Running the game, yeah. Windows 8?
Yes, and it has a touch screen.
That's different.
I might have tried to get Windows, tried to find some way of getting Windows 7 if it didn't have the touch screen, but...
See, I thought, like, at first I was like, Windows 8, I'm not really thinking... But I just go straight to the desktop.
Yep, that's what I do.
Which looks like regular Windows. Like,
great. It looks exactly the same.
Like, I click on icons and stuff boots up. I don't know. Works for me.
Still getting used to the touch screen, though. I'm like, all right, I'm moving the mouse to click there, and I'm like, oh, I can just touch it.
Right.
Why am I making this so hard?
All right, well, let's do some news. we'll start out with some free games. They announced the games with gold for September.
I hope they're better than PlayStation's.
We'll talk about PlayStation. So Xbox One,
Crimson Dragon again. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and
there aren't many games yet. So
and Super Time Force. Yeah, they seem to be doubling. Like they take
is it really Crimson Dragon again?
Yeah, it's Crimson Dragon and Super Time Force.
Come on, I thought Tony was joking, dude.
No, it is Crimson Dragon sticking around, and then Super Time Force is the other title. On the 360. It is Monaco.
Great. Which and, I want to try. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a heist game on the 360. And then Halo Reach is the second half of the month. So
That's a good one if you don't have it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. As far as Xbox One goes.
I mean, well... They're not like Super Time Force. I've heard really good things about. So it's just another one of those. Like it's not really what you kind of want out of it. But
what the hell is Super Time Force?
So it's this. It's like a side-scrolling indie game where you kind of play with time and you have. It's really kind of weird. So like you're going through and like you have different characters that, and each time you die, like your iteration of them sticks around. It's weird, but I've heard good things.
I
about
still have
it,
no so. Idea what it is after that explanation.
it's think like Contra but with puzzles and like time travel.
Okay. I'm going to go play Dishonored now.
Yeah, do that.
That was a nice choice, by the way. It was nice of them to bring that back.
The thing is, I don't really have my 360 hooked up. Even though, I thought I didn't have it hooked up. But, do you like that story, Tony, last week about the 360?
Wait, what?
Where I thought my Xbox One was...
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You need to tell this story.
All right. Well, basically, my Xbox One would not respond to anything. Like, even if I went up and touched the power button, like nothing would happen. I was like, "What the fuck, dude?"
So it hard froze.
It was as far as I was concerned, it was unplugged and it was fucked. You know.
Oh. Okay.
And so I was like, "All right." So I unplugged the power from the back of it, and I unplugged the power from the wall, and I did that like several times because that's what they said to do. Like when I googled it, so I'm like doing it over and over. I'm like, "Nothing's happening." I'm tweeting Xbox support. I'm like, "Dude, your fucking console doesn't turn on and shit." And finally, like my buddy comes in the room. I was like, "I'm like I'm pulling on the one cord." He's like, "I don't think that's the one that's moving." Like he's looking behind my dresser. The power brick that I was unplugging from my outlet. Was my 360 power brick. Because I didn't see the Xbox One was like hidden under it, and I was like, the only console I know that has a huge power brick is Xbox in general. And so I didn't even realize. So I'm sitting there, like, I'm plugging one end from my Xbox One, and the other end, I'm, like, the end that goes into the wall I was unplugging from my 360. If that makes any sense. Anyways, I'm a complete idiot. And what happened was, like, the cord had fallen loose from the power brick, like, from going from the console to the power brick.
Okay.
Because it feels loose to me every time I plug it in anyways. And so I guess it had fallen loose, and I was sitting there fucking with the wrong cords. Like a fucking moron.
So it's working now, though, obviously?
It was working all along. I wasn't working.
Ah.
Jeff failed.
I had issues.
Full Jeff failure.
I was like sober trying to like figure this out, and
that was the problem. You should have started drinking and the problem would have solved itself.
Exactly.
So another free game news on the PS4, Velocity 2X, which is like a arcade shooter. Is one of the PS4 games, Sports Friends.
Yeah. Ooh, Sports Friends.
I don't know what that is. I know it's multiplayer, like, focused, but like, I've heard like people refer to it kind of like Towerfall, and which is another game. Like, you need, it's like a local co-op, local, you know, competitive multiplayer game, which makes it near impossible for me to play it, like... One, I only have one controller for my PS4, so...
Well, that's the thing that's, like, cracking me up about this generation is I already own two controllers for Wii U and Xbox. Like, I never owned more than one controller on my last systems at all.
She didn't need them.
I guess part of it's my living situation, but, like, they are releasing games that kind of cater to that shit a little bit.
It's weird. You know, like,
it's really weird. I'm not against it. I'm not saying it's...
No, bad. It's fine. It's like, but I do think, like, you know, if... Sports Friends is like Towerfall. Well, didn't they just release Towerfall on like PS Plus not too long ago?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, it sounds like you're rehashing, although it's the same thing that Xbox is doing, except they're not even, they're just giving you the same game. Like,
you remember Red Dragon? What the fuck is that thing? Crimson Dragon last
Crimson
month?
Dragon. Yeah, you can have it again.
The game you played.
Enjoy.
For, like, the game you spent, like, more time downloading than you played. Right. Enjoy it again.
PS3 owners get PlayStation All-Stars, a Battle Royale, and a game called Horde. Action strategy game.
Ooh, Horde.
All-Stars, PlayStation All-Stars is cross-play with the Vita, so there's that, I guess. Vita owners also get Joe Danger and a game called TXK. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. I'm not like, yay.
There's not a single thing on there at all. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, last month was Fez was on there, so it was a pretty big game. And
yeah, I played it I didn't play it all the way through, but it was fun. Afternoon.
I mean, the games they gave away last month seemed
a little better.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know, the Xbox ones, I didn't like either of them. I didn't give that one much of a chance, though, that Space Sim, whatever the fuck it was.
Strike Suit Zero?
Yeah. That game's fun.
Yeah, I didn't get past, like, the...
You said it looked like it was going to be like a long tutorial. And
yeah, I was like, I got this.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not saying it was probably, oh shit, we're at the fucking Act 1 boss, I think. The Chamber of Suffering.
The Butcher.
Yeah, baby. Just remember, he shoots lava up from the floor, right, Chris?
Yes. So there's
look
like
out.
A... There,
it'll
there's
start to
a,
glow, get out of there.
Yeah, go to the one that's not glowing and hang out there.
Learn how to use your right stick.
Let's see. What is there's some fun Nintendo news.
Yeah.
So Nintendo, the company that does not do... It doesn't seem to kind of always be up to date on things. They made a huge announcement this week that they are releasing two content packs for Mario Kart 8.
And this is, like, exactly what I was calling for. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, the first content pack is called the Legend of Zelda Cross Pack or something like that. You can play as Link. Like, he's, like, one of the new characters. And there's a couple other people. And then 8 new courses. One of which I think takes place in Hyrule, and so, like, 8 whole new courses across the board that weren't in the game before, which is like half the game, I think, right? There were only 16 courses in the game. So
there's 32 in the full 32. Game.
Oh,
well,
32.
If you count all that was there, the retro courses and everything, yeah.
Right, so there were, yeah, so 32. So you're getting like a quarter of the game.
Yeah.
And that comes in November. And then in May, they are releasing the Animal Crossing crossover pack, which will feature the villager from Animal Crossing as a new character, as well as an additional 8 courses. And all of this can be had for the, if you want to get the whole thing, so it gets the season pass, it is $12.
Dude, that's like amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, like...
Like, that is half the game.
They charged $30 for the Super Luigi Brothers thing or add-on. Wasn't it $30?
It was.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it was, it was 30 if you bought the disc, and it was $20 right. if you bought it.
Even then, I mean, I don't know what that entailed, because I didn't
that,
play
that. That was a complete game. Like, it was a complete reimagining of New Super Mario Brothers U. Where it was all like really hard levels that were timed at 100 seconds apiece, so like it was a completely different way of playing that game, and they were all new levels. Like,
but sure, so like this is a lot of content too. This is a lot of content. This is half of Mario Kart 8. Like, dude, it's gonna be 16 tracks for $12, dude. That's a fucking what I love about it is it's. What the other thing? I was calling for DLC, but the other thing I was saying, I don't know if I said it to you guys or said it to just my roommates and shit. It's like, why does it have to be just Mario shit in these games? Like, this is gonna have F-Zero, Zelda, all that shit. Like, you know, be like Smash Brothers, just throw everything that you own.
Yeah,
in there.
You can still call it Mario Kart. That's the brand at this point. But give us everything. Like, make it a Nintendo kart racer. Like, why do I need all the Koopa kids?
Yeah, right. I'd rather have fucking Captain Falcon and Link.
Right. I'd rather play as Link and Zelda and Captain Falcon or the Villager or Samus or one of the Ice Climbers. Like, they're even more interesting than the fucking Koopa Kids, so...
Koopa Kids suck.
Yes. Unless you're Bowser Jr. Like, it's great. Like, this is the... Like, I wanted to smack the people that I was... I don't know why I read the comments, but I'm like reading some of it. And there were people like going like, "I don't get it. Why are we celebrating paid DLC?" I'm like, "Cause this is the way DLC should be done. Like, this is a great value for like Mario Kart 8 was
better than
what
I expect." Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, like Mario Kart 8 was a full feature game to begin with. Like, I did not feel like I was shortchanged by. You know, what they offered in that package, and then they're coming out, it'll be over 6 months since the game came out when the first pack releases, and then the second pack releases almost a year after the game came out. Like, it's just the way of doing it. Like, you want to keep people invested in your game, give them a reason to keep playing your game, and if you can buy the DLC now, you can, I guess, pre-purchase it, and if you do, you get access to, like, a bunch of new characters and skins and stuff.
Yeah, you get, like, weird skins for, like, Yoshi and...
Yeah, there's, like, eight colors of Yoshi,
Yeah, Shy Guy. Like, that's a nice little bonus for doing it early, and I don't know, dude. All I know is, like, I wanted DLC for this. They're giving me exactly what I was, like, saying to people, like, what they should do. It's exactly what they're doing, and it's cheap as fuck. I can't wait for it. Like, it's going to extend the life. Like, that game had a good shelf life to begin with. Like, if I didn't have, like, Diablo and shit now, I'd still be playing it. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's one of those games, like, oh, I'll put it in every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And now, like, come November, like...
It's like getting a brand new game. It's like a whole new reason to pop it in, and everyone else is going to be playing it. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
I'm going to pop it in, do the 2 cups that it comes with, play through it on, like, the 3 different levels. Probably put another 10 hours into it just right there. And then come May, I'll be doing the same thing again. Like... Great idea.
Yeah, it seemed. I mean, it was obvious, but like, you don't always expect Nintendo to do like the obvious thing. They're just like, no, internet's dumb. People don't use the internet.
What's the internet? Exactly.
Exactly.
It's like somebody finally got to them and was like, this is what you need to do if you want
There's
to
There's been a huge change of attitude from them in general, it seems like, lately. Like, really weird. Like,
it's like they almost want to start making money again.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. That's probably it. I mean,
like, somebody was like, hey, like, whatever you guys were doing, it wasn't working. Here's how you do it.
Yeah, well, it worked at some point, and now it doesn't work anymore. So, like, the other news that one of the things I saw was that Miyamoto called casual gamers pathetic. Did you guys see that?
No.
I did see that.
He was being interviewed, and he was like, you know, we're kind of going back after the core gamer, the people who are, like, our dedicated fans. We're going to cater to them. And he said, like, the people that are just, like, in the casual games, like, it's just, like, something that's there to entertain them. He's like, he goes, I think it's kind of pathetic. You know, if people actually got into more of these complex games, they would realize how fun they are. But they're fucking lazy. Like, that's basically what he said, dude. I was like, holy shit. The other thing with him is he's, like, heading up, like, a new studio. Like he's, like, basically teaching a whole new studio how to make games. And, like, they have a ton of games in development, one of which is Splatoon.
Right, and that actually kind of looks fun.
I mean, to me, it looks really fun, but it's a factor of are other people going to be interested in getting it, you know what I mean?
Right. It's a online
multiplayer game, yeah.
Shooter, and it's like, does that translate, like, to the Nintendo audience?
I mean, does it translate to, like, our audience? Does it, like, our, you know, you, Fozzie, we know Tony won't get it, but...
Because I don't have a Wii U.
Yeah, but, like, you know, would you guys get that game? Then I'm going to be like, all right, I'll get it, you know? Fuck, it looks fun. But does that extend to, like, beyond, like, does it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, and here's the thing about us, like, we are prone to buying this stuff anyway, so it's like...
I'm pretty open-minded. Right. About, like, I'll play anything, pretty much.
Right.
You know?
It's new and shiny. We'll give it a try.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, we might get it, but is there going to be anybody else to play with? Like... And not even is there going to be anybody else to play with, like, that week? Sure, that week it comes out, there will be. But will there anybody be, like, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? So, and that's where it's like, do I want to pay, like, if they come out and go, this is $60, like, you really have to judge, like, am I going to get $60 worth of value out of it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're coming up with cool ideas like that, maybe they have some other stuff up their sleeve.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like, you know, expect more shit from them. Like, they're kind of... I don't know. Everything I've heard from Nintendo in, like, the last day or two, I'm like, who the fuck took over Nintendo? Like, what is going on there? Like, good signs, I would say. Maybe a little too late.
There was the other Nintendo news.
Which is?
They released the gender discrepancy in people who actually buy things on the Wii U store.
Okay.
Oh.
93% of them are male.
That's not
buy stuff on the Wii U shop?
Yes.
That's weird. Who released that, Nintendo?
I can't even remember who I saw release that. It was on, like, GameStop or something. GameSpot. Wow, I did that. Yeah, but 93% of people who actually make purchases on the Wii U store are male.
Huh.
I thought that was weird.
It is. I think that is weird. I don't know. That sounds,
I mean, as with all the reports that, you know, women are more, that they're just as active as, you know, men with gaming now, you would think that a console like the Wii U, which definitely doesn't cater towards male power fantasy,
right,
like, would be kind of where you would have more, but that, like, 93%
it's
an overwhelming majority.
Like,
that's a huge amount.
Yeah. You gotta think it's about, like, what are they selling on the Wii U store then? Is it the nostalgia stuff that all points back to people, like, who started gaming, like, 20 years ago, so they're all male? Is that the stuff that they're selling? Is that,
there's a lot of girls,
I mean, that could be it.
A lot of girls my age that I know, they did play Mario a little bit, like, you know, when they were kids, you know?
True.
So, I don't know. That's why, and then most girls love Nintendo. Even girls who, like, aren't into games are like, yeah, Mario Kart, you know?
but maybe that's, like, to Tony's point, like, maybe they're not prone to buying the nostalgia stuff, where men maybe are.
They might not know the eShop exists. Could happen. It's happened to a lot of people.
It's not well displayed, put it that way.
It's getting better, dude. Like, dude, the other day my Wii U gamepad was flashing. I don't know if you got that. Like, it was flashing. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I turned it on, and there was a big ad saying Mario Kart DLC coming. I was like, what the fuck, dude? They, like, took Fozzie's idea and really ran with it. Like, to the point where controller flashes now to tell you that there's something the fucking big you should know.
Fozzie, you are brilliant. Where are you, Fozzie? Oh, wait, that's not here.
Yeah, so there we go. Nintendo making some moves.
Yeah. It's nice that that story got drowned out by all the crap that happened this week. It's wonderful.
So much crap.
Drenched in crap.
Yeah, I can't even, like, I am on the front page of Polygon. And you would think that the Mario Kart news, any of this Nintendo stuff, pretty big news. I don't see it anywhere, like, in the
It's because it's happy news.
Right. Nobody wants to read happy news.
You need sad emotions.
Assassin's Creed Unity was delayed until November 11th.
Sad. Weeping. Right. Oh, wait. No, never mind. That's great. That's fantastic, now that I think about it. Because it's Veterans Day, and I have that day off.
That's also that's also Halo Day.
That's fine.
Don't tell me you're not getting Halo.
What is Halo Day?
The 11th
of
November.
Oh, it should have been the 11th of right now.
Yes.
I count to 11. I'm playing Halo.
Yeah, but you got to count to 9 first.
Oh, wait. What?
For Destiny.
For Destiny.
Don't care.
9-9.
9-9.
Don't care. I'm going to buy it, but guess what? I'm going to be playing Diablo.
Whatever you say.
Well, most likely. I mean,
you're a liar, Jeff.
I'll play here and there.
Lying liar who lies.
I probably won't even be able to roll with you guys because I play it so little that I'll be like fucking weak as shit.
Well, from what I hear, the cap is 20, so...
It's probably really slow burn.
I think a lot of the stuff is from the stuff Bungie has been saying is they want everybody to reach the cap quickly so that everyone is kind of on par level wise.
So basically,
you can always play with your friends. Like,
also, that the whole leveling system is pointless at some point.
I guess.
You know, I mean, like, it's gonna give you a certain amount of hours, but.
It sounds like there's other, like, leveling mechanics, like, but based on, like, I guess there's, so, like, there's Vanguard ranks or whatever, I think it's what it's called, and, like, so you can rank up that way, and there's other things that you can rank up in.
Well, and, like, I forgot, is there, like, loot in that game, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you get that, at least, chase after.
Yeah, that also came out this week, that you will not be able to trade items at launch with friends. But it will be coming shortly after launch.
Hey, Diablo 3 got it right. Oh.
And in other Destiny news, the PlayStation 4 is not the only place you will be able to pre-order and pre-download that game.
That's true.
Because the Xbox One will also be offering that.
Wow, was that supposed to be like a special thing?
Well, they had been saying for a while, like, because that didn't... There was no news coming out of Microsoft about that, so it was really like it seemed like that was one of the things that they had going for them was you could preload it, but it sounds like you'll be able to preload Destiny directly on the Xbox One. I know that it was down yesterday when I went on, but the items are up on the store. It just said unavailable at this time, and Major Nelson said they were working on getting those links back up, so. Yay. I'm kind of excited. I will probably pre-purchase it at some point and just have it pre-download to my system.
I'll probably play it at some point, I hope. I'm going to buy it, so I hopefully will play it.
I guess the last thing, Titanfall our current number one.
I still don't get that.
On the list.
But okay. All right.
But you didn't play a lot of it.
Right. You didn't play it obsessively like the rest of us did.
No. No, I played enough to go, it's really fun, but like, I don't get how that's still, like, it's kind of a sad statement in my opinion that in August that's still the best ranked game on our site for the year. But okay, go ahead.
I mean, well, figure, like, let's look back at last year. I bet Tomb Raider would have been pretty high on our list all the way through the year.
Yeah.
Well, it was high.
I mean, it ended up being our game of the year, yeah. But I mean, that came out in March, so same thing, like, I mean, and this year's been significantly weaker.
Yeah, it has, but I don't think that Titanfall. I don't think Titanfall is as great as y'all are. I mean, it's fine.
What?
It's fun.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you, Jeff.
It's a fun shell of a game, you know.
It's not a shell of a game.
I don't think it's a shell. Especially if you've been continuing to play. They've continuously added content to it and made changes and added game modes. And so the news I'm bringing here is that they are introducing a new game mode that will feature no Titans, no AI bots.
No AI, yeah. Basically, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah, and just the
right?
human 16 human pilots, so 8-on-8 human pilots going at each other in team-based deathmatch. Called Pilot Skirmish, and it's an 8-on-8 battle between pilots. You won't be able to play it in like the variety pack playlist because the rest of the modes are 6v6. But yeah, it's basically Call of Duty. With
that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure about that. So, but they are also making Marked for Death a permanent game mode. I liked Marked for Death. I thought it was pretty cool once you understood how to play it. I guess they're making new additions to burn cards and reductions and penalties for joining games late or whatever. So, some cool new stuff coming again to Titanfall, and that game's not done yet. So, because they still have a third map pack coming.
Clearly, they forgot the single player.
I don't think they forgot it though. Like,
I think they decided that they were making a multiplayer game.
Yeah. No, I know. If it's our game of the year, I'll be upset. I gotta stand for that.
I hope you're upset. my object in life now is to make you upset.
I really, really enjoy Titanfall. Like, I think that they went for a very specific thing, and they accomplished that.
I think it was really well done.
More fun like multiplayer games I've played in a long time. Possibly. It's definitely, I think I had it like third or fourth on my list last month, and it is quickly climbing up that list.
So playable.
I don't know, I really, really like Titanfall. I do think that whenever Titanfall 2 comes out, there will be a single player campaign.
I think there will be.
I mean, I talked with some other people about this. I think that the problem with them not having a single player campaign is people, like, the world seems really cool, right? And the shitty kind of multiplayer campaign they have does have a story, but you never get invested in any of the characters because of the way the games actually play out. So there's a story there, but it's really loosely based. So you don't really understand what's going on. There's no...
I had no idea what's going on.
The mythology just doesn't click. I think that they'll add something for it next time and try and build off of that. Even if it's a short, like, 4 or 5 hour campaign.
That's okay. I mean, just have something in there for people who don't always want to play online. You know? I don't know. Call of Duty campaigns are kind of fun sometimes.
They get worse and worse.
They're roller coasters.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... You might not play through it again, but it's something... You know, some people don't have online. They'll sit there and play that shit. Like, try to get beat on fucking hardcore or whatever. What the fuck is the veteran... One of those.
Who doesn't have online?
I don't want their opinion. People, old.
You don't want their opinion.
I'm gonna tweet about them, and they'll never read it because they don't have online.
It's funny. I keep hearing that Call of Duty seems very Titanfall-ish. The multiplayer. It's very fast paced and mobile based and.
They're mechs.
They have mechs, yes.
I don't know. I think I fucked up on buying Ghosts last year because now I can't buy it until another good one comes. But it can't be the next one, you know? I can't buy this Advanced Warfare. Or whatever. What is it called? Advanced Warfare?
Advanced Warfare. It's a terrible name.
It's like... Yeah. I mean, from everything I heard, this might be the one to be excited about. It was like, dude, I bought Ghosts and I hadn't bought a fucking Call of Duty since Black Ops 1. So, I gotta wait on it, man.
Well, don't get it right away.
I get it a couple years.
If it's good, then.
Like, people still play Black Ops 2, too. Like, I think that's some of people's favorite ones, is that one for multiplayer, anyway.
I like Black Ops 2. I wish it wasn't so buggy right when it launched, when we were all playing it.
You think people still play it on Wii U? Like, you can find them?
No, Jesus Christ, no. There was hardly anybody playing it when the game came out.
Yeah, but it's got a larger base now, and that's, like, a cheaper game you can find for it. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody, like... Do you really think people, like, buy that game for that?
I saw it used at GameStop for, like, $20, and I was like, I kind of thought about getting it, because I heard Black Ops 2 was the fucking best.
Black Ops. I thought Black Ops and Black Ops 2 were pretty good. So I don't know. I need to jump back in and play a little more Titanfall though before Destiny comes out, because that will take up a lot of my multiplayer gaming time. But Diablo, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man.
I don't know Diablo. Anyway, I don't think we have any questions.
I didn't ask.
I did see one. It wasn't directed at us. It was on the Giant Bomb forums. But I thought maybe I'd post this one to you guys. How do you come up with the character names for, like, RPGs when you have to name a character?
Mine's usually Hefe or Jeffy.
So yeah, I normally go with, like...
Name them after yourself.
Yeah.
Normally it's Napoleon or Tony or something.
Got ya.
But if I have to flesh out my party, it's normally people I know.
Yeah, So I've kind of, over the last little bit, gone to naming them after my kids. But what I call their evil names, so... The reverse, so backwards. So like, Morgan comes out Nagram, which I think is like a pretty cool name for like a witch. the Crusader I'm using right now, I took Leah Marie, and it comes out like Amr or something like that. So, like the names come out pretty cool. That's what I end up using.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. And then, like, people don't know what the hell it is, so... Except for Ruby. Like, her name does not translate. It comes out Yubber. That is not a very threatening name, so I normally just use her real name. Yeah, so... Anyway, Fozzie will hopefully be back next week to...
With a report.
cocktails of PAX. I have a feeling he's going to drink too much and not go to anything.
Right.
Or
he'll
or
say,
see anything.
The bar was great.
Yeah.
Who did I cuddle with?
I think Jeff they had games.
There.
They had games on the floor. I didn't see any of them, though.
That's pretty much the only time I went to PAX. Like, I saw some 3DS shit. That was about it.
Man, we went to lots of stuff, though.
We did. There was a lot of cool stuff there.
I went to Mega 64 panel. That's something, right?
Was that fun?
I thought it was cool, because I was, like, fans of them, and, like, Fozzie was like, what are these Mega 64? Like, he had no idea. I was like, how have you never heard of this, dude? Like, you have fucking Twitter and shit. What the fuck?
Right, it's somebody who, like, follows the gaming industry. Like, you would think that he would have at least seen one of their skits or something.
Yeah, like, I was like, dude, you ever seen, like, when they did Castlevania, like, out in the streets or, like, Dead Rising? He's like, what are you talking about? He knows now, though. He's better for it. Better for knowing me.
Went to the Rooster Teeth panel. That was pretty good. I like going to see them. They're good speakers.
You guys went to the Kingdoms of Amalur thing.
We did.
We saw Kingdoms of Amalur.
It's almost like a fucking like.
And Kurt Schilling was there.
He was there in the flesh.
Yeah.
He talked a little bit and then he stopped because he didn't really.
Before they released, what you guys like? I remember you guys were so hyped about it. You were absolutely right. The game was amazing. And somehow that didn't help. That the fact that it was amazing fucked them over.
Well, I mean, it sold lots of copies. It just didn't sell the. What were they? They needed 4 million.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Reckoning didn't kill them.
Why like, would you?
It was their entire business model was flawed.
Yeah, and they were trying to. They had been trying to build the Kingdoms of Amalur MMO for the last 7 years.
Right. If they hadn't been working on that stupid MMO, if they were just working on Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning, they'd have been fine.
Yep.
Well, that's
but instead, true. They needed Reckoning to sell 4 million copies so that the company continue to exist and get to the point where they could make this MMO.
Four million copies of a new IP. Like,
that is insane. Not, you know, and it's, I mean.
And it's not. It doesn't have, like, Activision's, like, $100 million advertising campaign for Destiny.
It's not like Destiny is like, you could shoot things and we're throw $1 billion at marketing is towards you. It was like a RPG, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, we'll bring in EA at the end to publish it and hopefully market it. Hopefully.
And they didn't market it at all. And it sold fairly well. I think it sold close to 2 million copies, but...
And most of that money went to EA.
Yeah. So you can still buy that game from EA.
That's right. And it's still a great game, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, at the end of the day, that is a fantastic. Fucking... Oh, God, that game is good. I never beat it. I kind of regret, like, giving up. Like, I think something new came out, so I stopped playing it, but God, that game was so good, dude.
It was long. Like, that. I never ended up beating it either, but that game was long, and it kind of suffered from, like, I say suffer, but I don't know. It came out right after Skyrim had come out.
Yes.
So a lot of people were kind of fantasied out.
And you know what else came out in that same stretch? The Witcher 2.
Yes.
I think it's
the
better.
The console version.
Better than Witcher 2, at the very least. Witcher 2 came out after, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, slightly.
I want to say, like...
But people were more excited. Like, the Witcher was already an established IP that a lot of people...
But... It sucks. It sucks for them because, like, dude, that game was really good.
It sucks that EA did not, like, really kind of help to push this game, because if they had gotten out there and said the right things, like the fact that R.A. Salvatore was writing a lot of the, like, he basically wrote all the lore for the game.
The marketing had that. Like, at least I remember in GameStop, like, the marketing would have that written on it, but.
Right, but it wasn't reaching it wasn't reaching out to anybody else from there. Like the fact that the guy who worked on Daggerfall and Morrowind and Oblivion kind of helped design the game, and then who the hell is his name? The guy who created Spawn, Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
He did all the, like, monster creation and everything. Like, yeah, they had like so many big names, and they just
Kurt Schilling behind it all, you know. Like,
and they just failed to like kind of capitalize on any of that. And the game was fantastic. It's such a shame. Yeah.
The whole thing makes me sad when I think about it.
Now I want to go play it again.
Me too, man.
I have my options. I've got it on PC on the Steam sale for like pennies, and I still have it on 360. And was it free on PS Plus at one point?
It was free on Origin for a little while.
Ah. Oh. If you have the means to play it, you should. Jeff, we should play Diablo at some point, so just jump in and play with you if you're playing this weekend. And Tony, we should play Titanfall again.
Yes, we should do that, because Titanfall is fun.
Nah, get Diablo.
Yeah, but I have Titanfall. I can play that for free.
True.
You know, you paid for it. And you're paying for the Xbox Live.
Right, but I already have it. Like, to play Diablo, so I would have to lay out 60 bucks. To play Titanfall right now, I have to lay out nothing.
And you have an Xbox One. It's such a damn shame. I mean, not like me and Chris have been playing a lot. I've been playing mostly local, but you hop in here and there.
Let's
do it.
If you're playing with your buddy again, and you see me on, just give me an invite. I'll jump in with you.
We were gonna invite you one time, but we saw like you were such crazy level. We thought you wouldn't even want to join us. Like,
oh, I'll play with anybody, dude. I don't care.
You were like level 49 and shit, and we're like, you know, still in the 20s or whatever at that point. So yeah, he probably doesn't want to play.
Yeah, I'm like my Crusader's level 66 now, but yeah, I'll jump in with anybody. Like, it's still fun just to kill shit.
All right, well, if I see you, we'll add you.
And I played with Don the other night, and he was like 30 levels below me. and like I kind of like allowed him and his wife to go, and like I wasn't using my special attacks or anything.
Yeah.
So that like they were kind of, because otherwise if I went in and started using like my shield bash and my ray of light, like I would just like totally just destroy everything on the screen. So because they were playing on normal, yeah. So I was like, I'll just back off. I'll just, you know, attack with my regular attack and let Don and his wife kill things. And then if they get in trouble, then I can just jump in and save them. So, yeah, we should definitely play. And then soon Destiny, we'll have to get a fire team going.
Yes.
And play some of that.
You'll still be playing Diablo.
I mean, I'll own Destiny. I will actually take it out of its wrapping and, like, play it for 10 minutes, but on Diablo.
We'll get you to play Destiny with us.
Alright.
Not the multiplayer, though. I don't have much interest in that. But we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.